good afternoon, good evening, and or good night, and welcome to the 22nd episode of Courageous Theology. My name is Drew Temple, and I am your chocolate pudding facial host, taking you on a journey of mind-bending, fun-filled, theology-laden listening while you relax, commute, or work around the house. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about books. I recently finished my 15th book of 2018, and some of them have been great, some have been kind of meh, and others, well, they haven't been really all that good. So I thought today I would rank for you the books I've read so far this year, and I'll give a brief update on the stuff I am currently reading, and then a quick list of some books I'm looking forward to reading soon. So, the 15 books I've read this year, in order from what I consider to be the best to the worst, are Finish by John Acuff, Mea Culpa by Kyle McClellan, The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F by Mark Manson, Better Together by Jim Tomberlin and Warren Bird, Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday, Thriving in Babylon by Larry Osborne, Note to Self by Joe Thorne, How to Make Sugar Honey Iced Tea Happen by Sean Whalen, and just kind of put those things together, you kind of get the picture. Night by Elie Wiesel. Have Black Lives Ever Mattered by Mumia Abu-Jamal. Poems and Prophecies by William Blake. The Trial of Sherlock Holmes by Liam Moore. Sticky Leaders by Larry Osborne. The Old Man and the Sea by Ernest Hemingway. And finally, A Murder, a Mystery, and a Marriage by Samuel Clemens, a.k.a. Mark Twain. And so for anyone who knows me, shouldn't be really all that surprised by my ranking. I generally favor nonfiction books over fiction, unless it has something to do with Narnia, Lord of the Rings, or Harry Potter, or even, you know, Sherlock Holmes, or some sort of horror-type fiction. But to be quite honest, Finish by John Acuff has been, by far, the best book I've read so far this year. Basically because I'm a serial starter and a seldom finisher. I think it comes down to the thrill of the concept for me more than anything else, and with Acuff's book, it described me to a T, and I've really been better for reading it. As far as what I'm currently reading, my friend Jonathan and I are going through a book titled Money, Possessions, and Eternity by Randy Alcorn. I am also reading Do More Better by Tim Challies, The Shepherd's Life by James Rebanks, and Don't Waste Your Life by John Piper. After I finish those books, I'll be moving on to The Character of the Church, The Marks of God's Obedient People by Joe Thorne, then Satan Cast Out, A Study in Biblical Demonology by Frederick Lay, Onward by Russell Moore, and Till We Have Faces by C.S. Lewis. Then later on in the year, I plan to reread the Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, and Narnia series. I'm honestly really looking forward to reading all of those again. Should be pretty good. And then I'll also be finishing up my book, Disquieted, later on this year, to have out early fall. And I'm really, really looking forward to getting that into the hands of my listeners and hopefully help some people out. And before we wrap up, here's a quick word from our newest sponsor.
I used to worry about what I was breathing in. Oxygen, nitrogen, carbon dioxide. And then I discovered trees.
Trees.
Yes, natural trees, with their photosynthetic respiration helping to produce just the right blend of the breathable atmosphere that our bodies need.
Trees. Trees may not be right for everybody. Side effects include tree houses, tire swings, fruit, shade, and woodworking. Please consult your biome before selecting a tree. Not every tree is right for every biome. Enjoy trees responsibly.
All natural, safe, and effective trees. Now with chlorophyll. Available on a planet under you.
So that's all for today. What are some books you're currently reading? Even though it's April, it's not too late to join me in the 52 Books in 52 Weeks Challenge. Just modify it to fit where you're starting out in the year. Join me in it. It's fun. Shoot me an email at CourageousTheology@gmail.com or leave me a voicemail at 304-460-8374 with your thoughts and comments. And who knows, maybe I'll even read or play your comment on the air. And be sure to visit CourageousTheology.com for weekly blog posts each Friday. Also, stop on by the website and sign up for our mailing list. More goodies will be coming out to our subscribers in the near future, including a contest, so be sure to be looking for that soon. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and CastBox. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Courageous Theology. And then head over to iTunes after you subscribe to leave an honest 5-star review and a nice comment. Until next time, fight for the faith and strive to be courageous in all things. Allah.